This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. We've got an innovation and an admonition for this upcoming Super Bowl 50, the Carolina Panthers versus the Denver Broncos, to be held at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California. Number one, don't celebrate your success on the sidelines too much, like Panthers quarterback Cam Newton. Someone should tell that to Donald Trump and Marco Rubio and Bernie Sanders, who all lost in the Iowa caucuses this week but still declared victory. But I doubt if declaring victory in a losing contest will have any more effect on Sanders, Trump, and Rubio's momentum and campaigning style right now than media criticism has had on that juggernaut Newton and his Panthers. In a moment, we shall see how hard it is to get the NFL to pay attention to a possible safety innovation to prevent brain injuries. We also note that representatives for the estate of Kenny Stabler, the Snake from Oakland, star quarterback for the Raiders, who was nominated this year to be inducted into the Football Hall of Fame, have publicly revealed that Stabler, who passed away at age 69 in July, was diagnosed with chronic traumatic encephalopathy after his death. The degenerative brain disease CTE, believed to be caused by repeated blows to the head, researchers at Boston University have found CTE in 90 of the 94 brains of former NFL players it has examined. Stabler marks number 7 of the NFL quarterbacks, usually more sheltered players of all of the players on the field, to be diagnosed with CTE. Lisa McHale has seen what CTE looks like before diagnosis. Her husband, Tom McHale, was a lineman for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He passed away in 2008 and was the second player to lend his brain to research and be diagnosed with CTE. Lisa McHale joins me now. Welcome, Lisa.
Thanks, John. Good to be here.
Is it possible for you to be a part of the celebration, this sort of national unity that comes every year for this football game where all these issues are talked about, but the game seems to be what matters?
You know, I have to be honest and say that I haven't been paying a great deal of attention. I haven't read or paid much attention to what's going on out in California, but I will certainly tune into the game on Sunday.
And how do you think the medical problems that have proliferated and the long-term effects of playing football, how has this affected the game and the sense that this is a dangerous business here, the NFL?
Absolutely. And it's been interesting to watch over the years since I became aware of the issue because of, you know, my husband's death, to see the changes and kind of how it has all progressed. And when I look today at what goes on specifically really within the NFL compared to what the game was like when my husband played, it's quite something. I mean, there are a lot of changes that have been made in the interest of player safety, and all of that, you know, all of that is good, is encouraging.
But nevertheless, the game has progressed to a point where the weights on the field, the style of play, and also the attempt to maintain the sense of rough and tumble are reaching a kind of a collision course. It's almost as though you can't have competitive football in the way that we've understood it, you know, a generation ago, and not have serious injuries.
I couldn't agree more. I think the bottom line is it's a dangerous sport. It's a collision sport. It was designed as such, and that's what it is. And so, you know, when you say it's great to see all these changes instituted to try to make it safer, I'm certainly in favor of anything they'll do to try to improve player safety. But I certainly have reservations about whether it will ever be a safe game. And certainly, I think we need to look at that very seriously when we're talking about kids.
What did you make of the movie Concussion?
You know, I think Concussion was an important thing because I think it has done a great job of raising awareness. You know, we've been aware of these things for a number of years, certainly those, you know, with whom I work and who are doing the research and people who have been impacted. But it's amazing to me still to see how much ignorance there is out in the general public. And so I think, you know, bringing it to the big screen can only be a good thing because it brings it to the attention of that many more people.
Was your husband's experience that you know, speaking up about these problems was an indication of a lack of toughness and that the ethos of the NFL was to keep it all quiet?
You know, it's an interesting question, John, because my husband had no idea that anything he was going through had anything to do with sports-related head trauma. So he was not speaking out about any of this. And in fact, when he was going through the deepest of his troubles, we never looked to the NFL or to other players to find answers and solutions. So, you know, the perspective was very different. But certainly those who very, very often are talking about instituting changes to make sure that it's safe, there's certainly a lot of pushback from those that worry that we are sissifying the game.
I wonder if the activists here are not going to be the commissioner of the NFL or player representatives or even doctors or even actors in Hollywood, but it's going to be moms and dads who steer their kids away from playing the game, and the pool of players is going to diminish over the next generation.
I think there's no doubt that that is the bottom line. It's going to come from the parents as they become more educated and more informed about what the risks are. You know, there's so many other opportunities for their kids to engage in a number of sports and in a number of activities, all of which can create all of the positive outcomes that football does. And I just think there are going to be fewer and fewer parents pushing their children toward football in the future.
What do you hope for the next 5 years?
Just a continued awareness about the importance of taking concussion seriously. I think we still have so far to go in terms of educating the general public about what a concussion is and what the risks are to kids. You know, concussions, regardless of what we do, are going to happen, and that's okay because the brain, like any other organ in the body, will heal if we treat it appropriately, and we're just missing so many. And I think just we need to raise our children, you know, with this knowledge that a concussion's a brain injury and needs to be taken seriously from the time they're kids and growing up as they're able to take on more of the information and understand it better.
Lisa McHale is Director of Family Relations with the Concussion Legacy Foundation. She spoke to us from Tampa, Florida. Thank you, Lisa.
All right. Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.